Simin Kuf Tadi Yisif Mem Aleph through Mem Hay. Bez Hashem. The Mechaber says Mem Aleph, Lov Shah Cholok Abodakla, Upashtosi Vishilosal Israelis, Nido, Oyle Vidis Kachovim, Shigiaz Man Liris, Verosa, Pamacha, Afafishin Rev Meyashos Cholok, Achar Kachlin Sabay Kesem, Taylor Ben Vetero. The case is the Mishnah that we saw in the Testament Bays. They are able to be tailored in Nida and in Ochris. The Mechaber says that the seer is that you first word and then you gave it to the Nida. The same would apply, says Mechaber, if it would be the other way around. First the Nida word and then you word, also you're allowed to be tailored in the Nida. We saw this in Machlekes Rishayim and Betzem. Between Rashi and the Rashba, Rashi learns on the Mishnah that it's talking about they first gave it to the Nida, and afterwards you gave it to, afterwards she wore it. And the Rashba learns, no, first she wore it, and afterwards she gave it to the Nida. Now, Lechur, both of them are a Chiddush. Like the Achrenim point out, we saw this in the Mishnah of Melech, but the Achrenim here, the Nesi Kilim here point out, that the Chiddush of the first way, that the Stimas of a Chaber, that you first gave it to the Nida, and afterwards she wore it. The Chiddush is, even though we theoretically could say Kan Nimsu Kan Hoyu, and the second lady who wore it, the one that wore it after the Nida, should be Tameo, nevertheless, we say that you're allowed to be Tameo in the Nida. Agav Lalacha, we'll see, Bezer Hashem, we'll get to the Nama. I'm not sure that I put on the Maram Hakemis. It's Kedai to see this. It's a Makor Maim Chaim in Sif Nun Aleph that brings down a Ramban in Halachas. That Lahalacha Lamaisa, he says Kan Nimsu Kan Hoyu. That we talk that there are certain cases that we're going to always be Tameo in the last lady, even though it's not mustaver, because of the din of Kanin Zekanoya. The halacha by Nid is not that way. Even though there's a svar to say Kanin Zekanoya, still be tailored in the Nid or the Nachris word first. Then we have the Rajba. The Rajba says that the Sir was fakert, that you wore it first, and then you gave it to the Nido, and also you're allowed to be tailored in the Nido. The Shal is why, Vosapris said he says Dafka that Sir. So it could be that the Chiddush is also that had the Nida worn it first, and then she wore it afterwards, then by the time she wore it, it would already be a Cholok Sheinobodak. You wouldn't have to come on to the Kliya of Telon HaKokol B'Mekukol. Kenzan already has a din of a Cholok Sheinobodak, and there's no Chiddush that you're telling the Nida. Now let's just clarify, what does it mean that the Cholok Sheinobodak, not just the regular Cholok Sheinobodak, could be a Cholok Sheinobodak also needs the din of Telon HaKokol B'Mekukol. Because when the woman, a Nida wears it, and then somebody wears it afterwards, and you want to tie that's a Cholok Sheinobodak. Why is it a Cholok Sheinobodak? Because somebody else wore it. So what? Ah, she's the one that put on the kesem. If you're saying it's in a body, that means that there's a tzad that the kesem came from beforehand. So that means be'etzem, the lady who wore it beforehand, she's the one that put on the kesem, she's the one that made it in a body. Does that need the din of telon hakokol b'mekukol? Or no? When you have a cholok shein body, lav dafka doesn't mean that I'm pinning on the kesem to that person. I'm just saying, by the time it got to me, zikr wasn't body. What happened beforehand, I don't know. Kenza, you don't need a dini kliyah. There's maybe a dini in lashon of the Ravid. The Ravid says in Sharak Samim, when he's being misakim all the halachas at the end, he says there's certain places that you don't have to be choshish for some maklal right there. He says adin hashishi is being misakim at the end. Nimtzu bechlol antisha dinin mechulakim. Adin hashishi, there's nine dinim. The sixth one is sheyesh mokim sheein choshish in leksamim. Bein meruba, bein muat, bein shachar, bein adam. Machnas tais, what it looks like, how big it is, what color it is. You're not choshish for ksam bechlal. Ki goin, ir sheyesh bo chazirim, v'cholok shein abadik. Ir sheyesh bo chazirim, v'cholok shein abadik. It could be, the way that we were masber all the way at the beginning, that ir sheyesh bo chazirim, kentan is not even a tliya. It's bechlal, they weren't goyzer ksam in azam, in azam massive, where there's ir sheyesh bo chazirim. So too, v'cholok shein abadik, I don't be'etzim have to pin it on to somebody. The very fact that it was in abadik beforehand, kentan, even without that, I could say that, clapping me, there's no shayla because I wore something which is enobodek. Therefore, it says the Rashi, but as we're talking about, you first wore it, and then you give it to another lady. In which case? No, he's talking about for any other reason. In a chanami. But Ken Zayin, that once it comes to a chalak sheinobodek, the din of chalak sheinobodek is lav dafka because I need to be toilet. It's the loygals or mishum samim. I don't need to pin it on to. Once I have a matzah that I could say something happened to it beforehand, already I don't have to don where specifically it came from.
The Rajbu would call
that sheinobodek. The Rajbu would call it, for sure, the Rajbu would call it sheinobodek, yeah, he's lecher mefurish, by nido. It's considered sheinobodek. Chavas das is lahadiyah. It's mefurish in the Chavas das here in Sefkan Chav Tes that he learns that sheinobodek itaka have to be toilet. Still comes out to the din of the town of Gold and Mufuku. But, Lavdafka is mefurish. in the Rishonim that way. We'll see also a lot of Achrenim don't hold like the Chavos Das, as we'll see b'hemshech. Either way, l'halach l'maisa, the Mechaber brings down both. Side the case, she wore it before the Nido. Side the case, that the Nido wore it first and she wore it afterwards. Either way, you're allowed to be Tela in the Nido. Now, the Mechaber says, v'hu adinim bodkosei v'shilosei lehen v'acharkach lavshosei hi umasa bekesem sh'teile ba. The same halach would apply, not just if the Nido wore it first, rather, if she was boidik the choluk, she gave it to the Nido, and then she wore it, would have the same halach. So Shaila is, what happens that she had to be boidik it first? If she's giving it to a Nido, so why was she boidik it beforehand? The Nido is tmei anyhow. For what reason are you boidik it? That's why, though, says the Shach, kishepashtosei v'shilosei, she was boidik it. She first wore it, then she was boidik it. She wanted to see if she's to her after she took it off. Then she gave it to the Nido. That's why she was boidik. Says the Torah Shlomim, it's a technical thing in the Shach. Shach is just trying to find the case how it's shaykh to have that you were boidik before you gave it to the Nido. If you weren't boidik b'chlal, so then there's no question that you don't. It's for sure chalak sheni boidik before you even got to the Nido. Elamai, it has to be that you were boidik somehow. Why were you boidik if you're giving it to a Nido? It must be because you were before and they wanted to know whether or not you were terrorist, you were boidik afterwards. Says the Torah Shlomim, imei shum ha shar hechatintas leinin alu. You can find other cases why she was boidik. She was boidik to wear it, and then she got a knock on her door, and then Nida came to borrow it, says the Torah Shlomim. And that's why she was boidik. The Mashmoi says, according to the Torah Shlomim and the Shach, the reason why the Mechaber said, but kosei v'shilasa, is dafka, just to find the case, how are you boidik? If you look at the Atzel Avoyno says that the Shach is being mechadish a much bigger chiddush. Dafka in the case where she wore it, and then she checked it, and then she gave it to the Nida, and then she wore it afterwards, that's the case she's tailing the Nido. But if she would have checked it first, then she wore it, gave it to the Nido, and wore it again, she didn't check it before she gave it to the Nido. She would only check it before she wore it the first time. So Kumta, she wore it twice, and the Nido wore it once. She wore it Sunday, gave it to the Nido, wore it Monday, and she wore it again on Tuesday. Says that to the Vaino, in such a case, we wouldn't be tailing the Nido. There's two tzadim to say that it came from you, therefore we're not going to be tailing. Now, Lachura, it's a davar pasha that if the lady wore it herself on Sunday and she wore it again on Monday and then she gave it to the Nida on Tuesday, it's pasha that she's allowed to be tailing. And not only that, if 10 women wore it before the Nida and 10 other women wore it after the Nida, it's pasha that they're all allowed to be tailing in the Nida. All of a sudden it comes that this lady, she wore it once before and once afterwards, you're already not allowed to be tailing. What's the pasha? The mashmois is almost that it's shteit lios leitalinan. It's trait sviki likula. We had such a svara by tafsa b'yirecha. Bodka b'eichin abadaklava tafsa b'yirecha. The halacha is that she's tahira. When she finds dam, it's a svek sveiko. And the shach asks, why is that a svek sveiko? That's all one suffix. Where did it come from? Where did the dam come from? So Lashon Rashi is really trait sviki likula. And the crazy placey, and the Teresa Shlomo, the Metzadin, even if you want to say it's not a svek sveiko, you have two tzadim to say likula. Either it came b'shach that it was in a bodek, or it came with b'shasa you were tafsa b'yirechol. But it's already two tzadim, one before the shayla, leidas asafik, and one after the leidas asafik, dino after the b'diko, to be mitzadim that it's not a problem. The same thing over here. If you have one before the levishas anido, and one after the levishas anido, that's what's mechalakin. You have two tzadim to be machmer, to say that it came from the first lady, and memele we wouldn't be tailor for ta'at levayno. La'alach la'maisa, the Me'iri says lahedi, the Badei Shochan brings it down, the Me'iri on the Mishnah, the way that he teaches up the case of tailor b'nido. He says, for example, you wore it, gave it to the Nido, and wore it afterwards, and then you found the custom. In such a case, you tailored the Nido. L'maisa, halach l'maisa, we wouldn't go to the Tatsu L'maisa, l'chor, it's a chiddush. Like we asked, it's a chiddush. Maybe we have such a pshat, trait tzvei kelikulis, but still, it's a chiddush. And l'maisa, it's mevor in the Me'iri, l'halach l'maisa, l'chor, not that way. This halacha that you're tailing a Nido, is it also by a Nido who's a mu'beres? It happens sometimes, a woman picks up, she's expecting, middle of the 6th month, and she picks up something heavy or something like that, and she sees, she becomes a Nida. Can you now be Taylor in this Nida? Or do you say no? You can't be Taylor because she's Mubarak. The Mishnah Melech says, then Echanami not let be Taylor. Why? Because each one has a tzad to be Taylor. The fact that she's Mubarak is a tzad not to be Taylor in her, to be Taylor in the lady is not Mubarak. Not Mesulak is dumb. It's not Cheney, she's a Nida. So she sings, it's a tzad to be Taylor in her. Mamela, it's a. You have a tzalekula tzalechuma, and we're really not tailing b'chlal. And that's how the Chavos Das goes also, like this Mishnah Melech, you're not going to be tailing in a Nida who's a Mu'beres. Mashenk in the Sidur Torah says, Lehed Yonat Torah, and the Chazanish, he brings a raya from Yeshevas Adam Torah. What's a Yeshevas Adam Torah? It's a woman who's after birth, who's Be'etzim Mesulek Ezdamim. She's holding for the first 40 days, from day 8 through 40, after a boy, or day 15 after 80 for a girl. She's Yosheva's Adam Tar, any Adam that she sees is Tar, and it says in the Gemara, Bishav, and everybody agrees, you're allowed to be tailing her. Now this lady, she's Basim Yosheva's Adam Tar, she's a Mesulekes Damim. And even so, you're allowed to be tailing her, because she's Yosheva's Adam Tar, because it's not going to be Metamer, it's not going to be, it says the same thing, even though somebody's Mesulekes Damim, somebody's Muberis, if she sees, and you're not going to be Mechalkal, she has a Din of Anido, says the Chazanish, in such a case, in a Hanami, you'd be able to be tailing. Is she misulekes like Muberes? So it's very hard to answer that question. The pashtus is that on day 78 after birth, she's misulekes like a minekes, l'chalo pachas. And in a chanami, yeah, it's not that sirfa motzi. We'll see, maybe some of the rishonim before but not that way. We'll see. Mehemshech. But the pashtus is that Rashi says like this. Rashi says, b'shavin shetailin b'besulo u'yeshev zadam toyar. Why, says Rashi, delay makakul amidi. Then he says, what's a besula? Besula is a besula's damim, and you're allowed to be telling her, mishum she says, v'sir famatui, that her sraf, that means that her, the dam, which is like sraf, which is like sap, is matui. Now he only says it's benegeh to besula, who is boil, she is dam besulim, but benegeh to yushel's dam tari, he does not say that. Why does he intend it that? Mashmoy says, in the chram, it's sakanat, dam mitsuyin. The halacha is, if she sees dam, then she's going to be Tahira. But not that Be'etzem, she is Sir from Matzri. La'loch l'maitha, the Shevet HaLevi wants to tanya that in the Chanam and the Chor, the Pashas is like the Sidre Tari, the Stavra like the Sidre Tari, the Kokama that she's a Nido, and she's seeing you're allowed to be Tehila, and that's what the Baal Shochan says also, that you would be allowed to be Tehila in a Mu'uberes who is a Nido. Now, the second halacha, which is that you're allowed to be tailing a nachris, so it's mevor in the mechaber that we paskin not like the Rambam. The Rambam, the pashtus of the Rambam is that the only time you're allowed to be tailing a nachris is a nachris haroya, a nachris who's actually seeing, and that's really the mashmoyis of the Gemara. Ma nida dikochazio af nachris dikochazio that she's mamish seeing right now. In fact, the Rishonim, the Rashba, the Rishonim, what's the chiddush? There's no chiddush of a nachris. Even the Israelis who's a nida, there's also no chiddush. Lamaisa halach lamaisa, the different pshatim in the Achrenim had to learn the Rambam. The Mechaber says lehedyo that oivedes gilchovim shegiyas man aliris to roas apam achas, not like her mayor. She has to be that roas apam achas. Afal pi she ain't arayvim mei shalos acholuk. Even though she's not seeing now, she already finished her riyo. Nevertheless, allowed to be tailor. And the shaila is farvos. Why could it be tailor if she's not seeing bichlal? Says the Beisitzif, you're allowed to be tailor because she's not. She doesn't clean herself. And since she doesn't clean herself, she's not makbed. Nochriyos are not makbed. They don't go to the mikvah. It doesn't make a difference to them. They're not doing hefsektaris. Therefore, they're not makbed to get rid of the dam that's on them. So even way after they finished their vest, you can still be telling them because maybe the dam stuck around and it got from them onto the cholik. Now, milvad that l'chura, the mitzias is very hard to understand exactly how that is. Tesis, we saw Tesis in Daphne Zion and at the beginning of this month, we saw that dam doesn't last on a body for a long time. On a cholik it could, but not on a body. No nich that the dam did last on the body for a long time. How did it transfer from the body to the cholik? It was dry, it was still lach after all these weeks. After 2 weeks it was still lach and then it moved. Elamai was dry and it somehow came off and it landed on top of the cholik. The mitzias of exactly what happened is not clear. But Bechlal in Din, it's schwer to say this. For us, why do you need to be Mechadish this Yisrael? That the reason why you're allowed to be Tehila in a Nachris is because she's not Makbid on cleaning off the Dam, just say because she's Mikulkelis. She saw Dam once, she's Mikulkelis. The truth is, if you look at the Taz, that's what the Taz says. The Taz says the reason why you're allowed to be Tehila, Elo in Mekalkalin. Ain't Mekalkalin, Kishatit Lakasimahim. You're not going to be Mekalkalim, and therefore, you let Tehila Mekalkalim Mekukul, says the Taz. It's not a problem of she once saw, so it's a mocking for Tlio, and you're not being Mekalkal, so you're allowed to be Tlio. The Mashmoris of the Beis Yosef of Lechura is, he says that I don't understand the pshat of the Rav Magid. He says, Lefi Dvar of Af Yisraelis Shiyodua Shalai Tavla Linidasa, Afa Fishi Achshu Mishulek Ezamim Tlio. He says that a woman who wasn't tevil, a Yisraelis wasn't tevil, she hasn't seen dam already in 2 weeks, but she wasn't tevil, she didn't go to the mikvah yet. L'chur, according to the Rav HaMagid, you would be allowed to be toilet in her because she's Tameah, because she hasn't gone to the mikvah. He says, it's Pasha, L'chur. Well, why should she be able to be toilet? Kiven, she's man Rav, Shalei Rosso. This man Rav, Kilo, she's Mitzalekas Dom, you can't be toilet in her. He says, even though Anachos Lefi the Rashba, you could be toilet in her in such a matzah if she hasn't gone to the mikvah. That's because it's still shaykh for the Matthias for the Dom to get on. In other words, he was bothered that L'chur Anachos also, if she hasn't seen in 2 weeks, she's Mitzalekas Dom. If she's Mitzulekes, then the same way that a Nachras who's 6 years old, you can't be Taylin, then Mimela also, you wouldn't be able to be Taylin such a lady. You're right that you're not going to be Makalkalar, but if it's not Shaykh, there's no Mokum to be Taylin because she's Kilu Mitzulekes, then you're not Makalkalar 6 year old girl also if she's a Nachras. But it doesn't make a difference. You still can't be Taylin her because it's not a Mokum for Tliyah. So too over here, Helda Rajba, if by Yisraelis, I wouldn't consider this a Mokum Tliyah because she's considered Mitzulekes, she hasn't seen in 2 weeks, and by a Nachras also, I wouldn't consider it to be a Roya, should be considered Mitzulek and Zama. I wouldn't be able to be tailing her if not for the fact that there's been Mitzias, the child for the Dam, to come from one place to the next place. Now, L'chur, there's a big Nachimina Lalacha between the time of the Rajba and the time of the Taz. What's Bizmanenu? Bizmanazeh. Says the Shevet HaLevi. Nachriyo is even Bizmanazeh. They clean themselves where people have running water and plumbing inside their houses. They don't have to go to the bathhouse. So, it's very, most women, bizmanazeh, clean themselves on, not on a daily basis, a few times a week, once a week, machnashtay, at least often enough that 2 weeks later you can't be tailing them. So if the vart is like the Rajba, you can be tailing them because they haven't cleaned themselves, l'chur bizmanazeh, you wouldn't have that. Mashiach, according to the Taz, then even though bizmanazeh, women clean themselves, nonetheless, still they're, since they're considered makokul, you'd still be able to be tailing them, and bizmanazeh, you'd be able to be tailing them. And not only them, the Rishonim, there's another Sfar which is mentioned. The Ramban says that in Nochris is not Makbid on a Hargasha. She doesn't know, she doesn't have Mason Wave to Hargasha Bachlal. So therefore, you would be able to be tailing her if you have two ladies, one's Yisraelis and one's a Goya, and the Goito is not Mason Wave to Hargasha, so you're allowed to presume that if the Yisraelis didn't feel Hargasha, that it came out of the other lady. And in the Chanam, there's a Reyesa to say that it didn't come from her because she didn't have Hargasha. By the Goito, there's no Reyesa. The Mela would be able to be tailing even. She's not being a Raya right now. Lamaisa, the Paisim say that in the Chanami Shevet HaLevi, he says that Bizmanazeh, we go with the time of the Taz, telling HaKokol B'Mekokol, even Bizmanazeh, that women clean themselves, nevertheless, we'd be able to be taken. Now, some of the Olam asked, what's going to be by a Nochris who's a Mu'beres? Can you be tailing a Nochris who's a Mu'beres? Lamaisa, she's Mr. Lekazaman. L'chur, you shouldn't be able to be tailing her. So, Be'etzim, you could say that it's telling the two time that we just said beforehand. If the reason is because she doesn't clean herself, so it's very hard to say that in Mu'beres, a woman's only considered Mu'beres, Mesulekes Damim, after 3 months, when it took her Ubram. To say that she hasn't cleaned herself in 3 months is a little bit fair. It's like saying that she's Mesulekes, a Zekena. A Nachris is 80 years old. So you want to say, Lamaisa, she last got her vest when she was 50, and 30 years, and she hasn't cleaned herself. You can't say such a thing. So L'chur is a cutoff point. Where's the cutoff point? L'chur 3 months is also too right to say that she hasn't cleaned herself at all. But if you say that the Vardis Tanaka called him a Kukul, so what's the difference if she's a Mu'beres? You still should be able to be Taylor. Well, L'chur, it's Mustafa that even if you hold the Tanaka called him a Kukul, it's still the Vardis like we just said before. Tanaka called him a Kukul, it still has to be that there's a Mokum for Tliya. If there's no Mokum for Tliya because she's Mr. Lekas Damim, then you can have all the Dinim of Tanaka called him a Kukul, but you first need the first Shlav. Like we always said, there's two Shlavim. There's first, you need a Mokum for Tliya, and after you have a Mokum for Tliya, then you can be Taylor. Mamela, Nochris, if she's not Ruya Lira, there's no Mokum for Tliya, Bachlal, even though you're not being a Kalkalar. Somebody who's Mitzulekes, she's not a Mokum for Tliya Bachlal, and mainly you wouldn't be, even though you're not Miyakakal, you wouldn't be able to be Tehillim. That's what Chavaz Dal says in the Hedin, Chedushim Nun. He says that you wouldn't be able to be Tehillim in Nochris, Kokamba, even though the Mashmori says that he's going like the Taz, that the reason is Tehillim, Kokol B'Mekukul, nevertheless, he still says by Mu'beres, she's Mitzulekes, it's not a Mokum for Tliya Bachlal, you wouldn't be able to be Tehillim.
This is the problem with the
Tehillim? Who sees once? L'chur, that would be the same thing, because she's Mitzulek as Damim Be'etzim. L'chur. And you wouldn't be able to say even the Svar of the Beis Yosef himself. Now there's an interesting halacha which is mentioned here, Afilu hi b'sfir Zayin Akim, says the Mechaber. Somebody that's b'sfir Zayin Akim is allowed to be turned in a Nochris or an Ido. Now, we saw on the other way around, we saw that we were allowed to be turned, we passed like a Shimon Gamliel, like the Mechaber says in the Nexus, that you're allowed to be turned in a You're allowed to be Teile in somebody who's a Sefer Zayin, because she's considered Tmeo. But Mitzad Sheni, somebody who's a Sefer Zayin is considered Tahura, Klap, it's all in relationship to who you're matching up to. Somebody who's Tahiro is allowed to be Tehran Sefer HaZayin because she's considered Tameo. Mashenkin is Sefer HaZayin is considered Tahiro. Klape, somebody who hasn't been Sefer B'chla, Klape Anido, she's allowed to be Tehran in Anido. Now, Lav Dafki doesn't say because she's Tehran. You could say that just because Anido is more Masri, she's Mamish being Aurelia. You could say that she's, you're allowed to be Tehran in her, in the, now, Be'etim Tehran was Mestapik when he gave to the Shech. Tehran says that we didn't find anywhere in the sugya Yesh Lain says Tehran, he blives with the Safik. What's the halacha? The whole sugya is only talking about cases of a Tar being Tehran and a Tomei. How about a Tomei being Tehran and somebody that's more Tomei than them? It's somebody that was Sefer mixed with Zainakim or all of Zainakim. Or to be Tehran somebody that wasn't Sefer Zainakim Bechlal. Are they allowed to be Tehran or not? Tehran is not Parshat the Shailah. However, the Beis Yosef brings down that a woman who's Sefer Zayin, who is Sefer Zayinakim, is allowed to be Tehran herself when she was in Edom. So the Beis Yosef, if that's the case, then you can be Tehran another lady also. If Sefer Zayin is allowed to be Tehran a different lady who's in Edom. Memela, even though, says the Mishnah Lamelech, Ein Tzveikon Shel Tehsis Maitin Midei Vadoin Shel Rajbo. Memela, it's Pashat LaHalacha that we go, like the Rajbo, that's Pashatim, that somebody who's Sefer Zayin would be able to be Tehran somebody who is hasn't started counting Bechlal.
How does he have Asaf?
If she hasn't been, she wants to be Taylor?
She wants to be Taylor in Anidah.
That's no, her pasha's not. She has the same din as Anidah in such a case. Her. Yeah, her. Now, okay, we'll leave that for the. That's Sif Memalef. Sifman base, is she lost a lectanish lerosa meirilum, the shots lectanis ulacha shinivalo, quintum shahai samako, is she lost a lenarish lerosa of a shots of techarva lenish to be lost of? Oh, is she lost the Yeshavas of Dam Toyer, Tilaman, Rafilibus Manazet? The halacha is that you're allowed to be tailing a basulo in the Dam Basulim and Yeshavas of Dam Toyer, which even though Bismanazet, the Gemara says, Shovin, everybody agrees they're allowed to be tailing. And the reason is because you're not Makal Kalobachal. The Shail is Bismanazet. What's Bismanazet that Chazal? We're gerizer on Dam Besulim. The Ma'aseh the Halacha is at the end of the day, Boreil be l'smitzer who perish, that the Dam Besulim afterwards is metame, except for the he doesn't have to be perish. Bemta the birishena. However, after that we reckon Dam needed to be Dam tame. So then, can you be terile in a besula b'smanazeh? The same thing with yeshavas adam tayer. Can you be terile in yeshavas adam tayer b'smanazeh? That even though it says in the Gemara lehed you that you're allowed to b'smanazeh that it's going to be cause the woman to become tame. L'chira, you shouldn't be able to be Taylor. So the Rishonim say that Bizman Azeh in Echanami, you could be Taylor. It's Machlokes Rishonim we saw. But those of the Rishonim that say that you could be Taylor, like the Ptak and the Machaber, give two reasons. Even though the Ravid says, even though she was Machmer on herself, but they're only Machmer Klapi themselves. They weren't Machmer Klapi other people. The Hainu. The halacha of Yosheva Saddam Torah, L'chol HaPachit. Dam Besulim is also, I guess, Dam Besulim and Yeshavas Adam Toyar is the Chumrah Bepashtis al Nichlal and the Chumrah of Bnei Yisrael Echmir al Atzman Leishiv al Tzipas Dam Kechardol Zainakim that included even Dam Besulim. Zainu Meikar Adin Chazal weren't mistaken that. That was the Chumrah Bnei Yisrael. So if Chokamah that's the Chumrah Bnei Yisrael, then it makes a lot of sense that you should be able to be telling them. Let's say a woman, what's the halacha if a woman, three women wear a chalak and they find their kesem? And lady number two walked by a shuk shaltabachim. Say all the Rishonim. Kulan teilen ba, vi teile b'shuk shaltabachim. And everybody's there. Let's say the second lady says, you know what, I'm not sure. I don't know if the shuk shaltabachim was really open. It's not so pashut that I could be teile. I want to be machmer. I don't think that it's really. So she's machmer and she becomes tame. Now the other ladies can't be teile in her? No, zech really good. Because be'etzim min adin, she has a tliya. The fact that at the end of the day, we're going to pin the kesem on her, and she wants to be machmir and become tummy. That doesn't make it. That's a chumer klapi yourself, but klapi other people that they shouldn't be able to be tailing her. It's possible that they still could be tailing her. The same thing said the Rishonim al derech zeh. Said the Rishonim when he gets the dam toyah and dam besulim. That even though the klal yisrael v'nei yisrael are machmir themselves, that they're going to become tummy when they see this dam. But etzem meikar adin betzem they're not tummy. And since me'etzem betzem they're not tummy, mameila they have a makom to be tailing. Therefore, they're allowed to be trailing them, and it's not going to be, since Medina wouldn't be Makal to them, then there is a makam to be trailing them. The fact that they want to be makam themselves, that's their din. But that was only klapi themselves, but not klapi to be matzah another woman. Now, the Ramban says a different reason. Ramban says the reason we're allowed to be tailor bisman azeh in the besula is because sirfa matzri. Since her straf is matzri, the hainu, there's dam besulim is matzri, so it's more mistava that it came from her than it came from someone else. The same way that we say that a muberes allowed to be tailor ain't a muberes. The muberes is going to be makalkal the ain't a muberes. What right does she have to be tailing her? She's not makokal b'chalal. The Ramban says, you're right, she's not makokal. But it's more mistava that it came from her than it came from the other lady who's misulag as dam. So too, if I have a svar to say that it's more mistava that it came from the besula because she has dam besula as opposed to the other lady, then we'll be telling her, even though we're going to be makalkaler dainu midin zmanenu bizman azeh that she's tmeo, even though we're going to be makalkaler, we would be able to be tele in her. Lachur, the same thing applies to yeshevas adam ter. Yeshevas adam ter, you're allowed to be tele in her, even though bizman azeh you're going to be mekalkaler. However, they weren't machmer on themselves. They weren't machmer. They were only machmer klapit mitam themselves, not to save other ladies. But the only thing is, we don't have the second svara of the Ramban. By Yishal Zamtar, we don't have the svara of lechura. We don't have the svara that it's sirfa matzri. We only said that benigia to besula, but not benigia to a Yishal Zamtar. So the truth is, if you look at the Ran inside in Chedushim, Taki says that Ken Zayin that it's sirfa matzo even by that it's damim mitzuyim. In one tarot it says damim mitzuyim even mishalz dam toyar. The mitzias, I'm not sure exactly how. That was the Chazon Ish Zohar. The Chorish is mitzulek as damim. However, there's another svar which is given benegiyah to mishalz dam toyar. That's the Rambam. The Rambam says that even bizmanenu there are places that they're not coming. There's places that they're noyik to be boil adam toyar. The Gemara says that there are machmer adam besulim. When you get to adam toyar, we don't find it in the Gemara. There's certain places that was ready to go in, and that was after the Gemara. Certain places are makablin, certain places are not makablin. Says the Rambam, Memeil, I'm not being makalkiyu. Go to a different place where they weren't machmer, and not being makalkiyu. The nafkamina between the time would be bizman azeh. Bizman azeh, that everybody's noyik to be machmer. We won't have the time of the Rambam. We still have the time of the Ravid that they were makabal on themselves, the chumrah, but not to save somebody else. And Mamela Allah Maisa, the machaber goes that we are even bizman azeh, even after everybody's knowing not to be boil adam tar, nevertheless you're allowed to be tailor in a yeshevas adam tar. Now, why is that? Because meikar din you're allowed to be tailor. Now I just want to clarify one point which I think this is the pshat, it's the oilam had a lot of trouble with. And that is, what's the difference between a yeshevas adam tar and a balas akesem? How come I'm allowed to be tailor in a yeshevas adam toyer? I'm not allowed to be tailor in a balas hakesem. Balas hakesem. What's the reason why you're not allowed to be tailor in a balas hakesem? Says the Gemara. Ain't tailor my timer, the fish ain't tailor. What's the reason? What does that mean? So the Aruch says, Kabbalah be adenu, that you're not tailor. Rave the Vishenim understand, like Rashi says, because it's not a vade that the dam came from her. She found the kesem, but she doesn't know that she's tamei mi vade. Memela, since she doesn't know that she's for sure the kesem came from her, she's not mikukeles vadai, and therefore can't be telling her. And the Shalem Esbakesh says, Mamik was a choser. Why can't I be telling her? Every woman be'etzem is a mokum to be telling. She's seeing like I'm seeing. I can be telling her. You only have a shaylo. My choser to mekalk is lahach tvei mehach. Mechit is to mekalk one lady more than the second lady. A lady who's a balas akesem, you don't have the my choser. She's already tmeo. So why shouldn't I be able to be telling her? Very good that you're not being makalkaler and she's a makam for Kliya. Why shouldn't I be able to be tailing her? What do you mean you have a makam for Kliya? She's no, every woman, Lachara, every woman is a, Rashi says in the Mishnah, that in a nidhi you're allowed to be tailing because she's tamei. And you're not being makalkaler b'chlal. So however, by two women, you can't be tailing because my chazis. Why don't you just say two women that are tahira, you're not allowed to be tailing because you don't have a makam for Kliya. The same way you're not allowed to tell in a rock or a wall or anything else, you're not allowed to tell another lady. Elamites pasha that every lady is a shushat abacham. She is a makar for lum. There is a hechatim, so there's shayach to be telling them. You have a different problem. My chazis, my chadis mekalkaler. The mela, as long as you don't have a problem, my chazis, then you can be telling her. So by balas akesem, lachur she's a makam to be telling, and you're not going to be mekalkaler. The same way that we find by yeshevas adam tar. What do we say by yeshevas adam tar? You're allowed to be telling her. Why? Because even though v'pashtis at age 78 or 79, she's not seeing any more than anybody else. Fakir, she should be possibly seeing less because she's a menekes. Mesulek is dumb. Nevertheless, you're allowed to be telling her. Why? Because you're not being makakalim. So I see that you're allowed to be tailing a lady, even though it's not more mistava that it came from her, you're still allowed to be tailing her because you're not being makabel. So why come you can't be tailing about together? I think the vart is azori. There are certain ladies that you have to come onto the din of tailing a chalkol ben makugel, and some you don't have to come onto that din b'chlal. Like we said before, and there's two shlavim. You first need a makam for tliya, and after the makam for tliya, then you have to dan, are you being makabel the lady? If you are, what right do you have to be makabel? Somebody that's a yeshev sadam toyar, I have a tliya without coming on to be makalkum. I have a lady that I'm allowed to be tailed a dam in. Why? Because any dam that she sees is not problematic. So I don't have to come to the second tzad of what rech do you have to go ahead and be makalkum this lady? Oh, I can be makalkum because she's already mikukalas. No, she's not mikukalas. I don't have to come on to that. She has a makum tliya. It's like a lady that was passed by a shirk shatabakum. Am I allowed to be tailing her? I have to don what right to have to be a calculator? I'm not being a calculator. She has a makam for tliya. So any lady who's not mekukul and doesn't have to become mekukul to become tahira, because any dam that she sees is non-problematic dam, either because she was offered b'shuk shatabachim or because she's a yeshev sadam tayar, so mamela, I'm allowed to be tailing her without the din of tailing a kakol ben mekukul. I'm allowed to be tailing her because her dam is not dam which is problematic. So I have a makam for tliya, which is not a problematic. The same way I'm allowed to be tailing a shuk shatabachim, and there's no question, oh, what right do you have to be Makalko the cows. We're not being Makalko the cows. I'm not being Makalko the Ishu who's the Yeshev Zadam Torah. So there's no, I don't have to come out to dinner telling her Makalko Makoko. It's only by Baal Takesem that the Shaila is, what right do I have to be telling her? You're going to be Makalko. The answer is no. You're right that I'm being Makalko, but telling her Makalko and Makukalis. She's a random Makukalis, therefore there's no problem. On that we say she's not considered Makukalis. Once you have to come on to Dinim of telling her Makalko, then it all works with dinim. The same way that there's no, if a woman says that tmeyani, it's pasha that you're not allowed to be tailing her, even though you're not being a makalkaler, because she's not considered mikukelis midina, so too, when a woman is a balas akesem, even though she's tmeya, but she's not mikukelis midina, then you don't say the din of telling her kokol bimakuku. But he says, I don't have to say telling her kokol bimakuku. There's no kilko going on over here. Mamela, I'm allowed to be tailing her. Like we mentioned, even though we're going to be makalka the lady, there's still the kula of Yeshiva Saddam Torah, and we're going to see that there's one of the place, Kimdumani, one of the place, when you get to Yeshiva Saddam Torah, that we're makal even Bismanazah. The fashness, any dam Torah that we have Bismanenu, is like regular dam nida. We don't differentiate bachlal. However, when you get to Ramaphas Tashmesh, we'll see that if it's during the Yom of Yimei Torah, then we're not machmer bachlal. The Mechaber continues, he says, V'chein mishilot l'sefer zayin shloi tov lo, toy lo bo. U'ba'as l'cholak tehur, v'chaverta shesholo, soy mikukeles. The halacha is, like Rav Shimon ben Gamliel, we saw a very rishain in Paschal like Rav Shimon ben Gamliel, even though the halacha is like Revi mechavei roi, and not mechavei rov, and over here it's only Rav Shimon ben Gamliel arguing, however, it's not Revi keneged oviv, keneged Rav Shimon ben Gamliel, we don't Paschal like Revi, and therefore Paschal like Rav Shimon ben Gamliel according to Revi rishainim, except for the Rambam. The Ma'aseh Halacha L'Ma'aseh, the Mechaber goes like Rav Yishenim, that we pass like Rav Shimon Gamliel, and you're allowed to be tailing a Sefer Zayin Shalei Tavla. Now, what happens if she's the Sefer Zayin Shalei Tavla? She's already finished the Zaynikim. She's in the mountains, and she's waiting for her husband to come up from the city, and she goes to the Mikvah only on Thursday night. She already finished the Zaynikim on Monday night, and we're getting looks. And she's not going to the Mikvah till Thursday night. She's going to sleep with a knife underneath her pillow, as we'll see. B'ez Hashem, for all those that are worried. There's an Indian not to go to the mikvah if the husband's not in town. If they do, so it's sakona to sleep with either a beged of the husband or a knife under the pillow. Some people are machmeron, machmeron. But she's not going to that. She's waiting till Thursday night. My marmo's going to keep them involved. She's not going to the mikvah until Thursday night. She already finished the Zayin Akim on Monday night. So already she's holding by day 8 of Zayin Akim. Day 9 of Zayin Akim. She's ready afterwards. She just didn't go to the mikvah. Or you're allowed to be tailing her. So Beis Hamas Machlokes Achrenim, like we saw, Rav Kiveger, the Peschachuva. The Rav Kiveger brings down from the Levoch, it's Pasha. Yeah, of course you're going to be tailing her. She didn't go to the mikvah. She's still Tamei. You're not allowed to be tailing her. Says Rav Kiveger, says Mishal Melech, says the Chavazah, says Jutara. All the Gedele Achrenim basically go. That, no, once she's already finished the Zayin Akim, then she already finished everything that she has to do for this Tumah. There's a Gzeres HaKosav that every Tumah has to go to the Mikvah. It's not Kashur to the Tumah of Zava. Somebody that's Nogea B'Sheretz also, and somebody that's Poleta Shech Vazara also has to go to the Mikvah. And somebody that, everybody, Tumah Meis also has to go to the Mikvah. But it's not Kashur the tefillah is not kashur to getting out of the tumah. If you're going to be matama her now, you're going to be tailing her, and she's going to come tummy. You're putting on a new tumah that she's already finished with. The truth is that it's already in the Rishonim. The Eshkol says in Hilchos Nidah Siman Mem Beis, he says lahedu, that even if she finishes Zayin Akim, you're not allowed to be tailing. Not only that, he says the other flip side also. If she's on the seventh day and she went to the mikvah, even though if she sees dam afterwards, still shkia, after she went to the mikvah, she's going to be seiser. Once she already went to the mikvah, since midino, she doesn't see, she's ready to her like and gansing, because mikvah same kekulon, and she went to the mikvah, then memela, you also will not be able to be tailing her. Now, like, Rebbe Kaplan was murder, lecharetz mevur in the Beis Yosef like this also, not me, a shvager. He was murder, lecharetz mevur like this in the Beis Yosef also. The Beis Yosef says, it's poshet that Isha is Yisr Eilis, that she's Mesulekes Damim, if she hasn't gone to the mikvah, then you're not allowed to be telling her. She hasn't seen Mizman Rav. Now, what's he talking about? Mesulekes Damim Muberes? Obviously, he's not talking about a Muberes. Then, even by a Nachas, he says, even though by a Nachas you would be able to be Taylor, by a Israelis you wouldn't be able to be Taylor. By a Nachas is a Muberes, you wouldn't be able to be Taylor either. Elamai, we're talking about a lady who already finished the Zayin Akim, and she hasn't gone to the mikvah. You're not allowed to be Taylor. Look her, that would be the Pashas of the Beis Yosef also, that you would not be able to be Taylor. Once she already finished the Zayin Akim, even though she didn't go to the mikvah, you wouldn't be able to be Taylor. Says the Pesach Tshuva, a similar halacha, the flip side actually. He says that a pnuya, what's the story? He brings that from Kiv Eger. What's with the pnuya? A pnuya, this whole halacha that we said is by somebody that was sefer Zayin Akim. Somebody that's not sefer Zayin Akim. Bechlal, a pnuya. So she got her vest on Rish Chedesh Tevis. And now we're holding already Chof Tes Tevis. And it's already a few weeks since she got her vest. Now, they find the kesem. She and a married woman sleep in a bed together. And they find the kesem afterwards. Because you're allowed to be tailing the pnuyo, even though she hasn't seen her in a few weeks, doesn't make a difference, you're allowed to be tailing her. Why? Because she's still considered tmeil. She hasn't done any part of the Zayin Akim Bechlal, she hasn't done Hefzatayr, Zayin Akim whatsoever. Therefore, you're allowed to be tailing her. Even though Ba'etzem Lachur, it's not Mayan of Asuah, so Ms. Lekas, you're allowed to be tailing her. This Rikiv Eger is Mavur, not like the Chavez Das. The Chavez Das says a big Yisrael that we mentioned the Chabur last time, and hopefully the Ilum saw it already by this Chabur, now we can appreciate it a little more. The Chavas Das is like this. He says, Tehla Nakokol B'Mekukul is not a regular din of Safek Darabana L'Kula. Tehla Kokol B'Mekukul only works in certain cases. Where does it work? Safek Tumma B'Rishus HaRabim. Let's say one person walked down, the halacha by Safek Tumma B'Rishus HaRabim is that if somebody walks down one street, there's Tumma on one of two streets. Somebody walks down one street, he doesn't know which street he walked down, the Tummy one or the Tar one. The lach is Tavik Tum Rishus Haravim, Tzvekei Tohar. Now, somebody else comes, and he walks down the second street, and they come to Bezin together. Oh, so now it's already a problem. You can't matter both of them. So because of the second person that's here, the first person is going to become Tamei. I'm going to have to be Matama both of them, because we can't matter, but we can't say that they're both Tohar. For sure somebody is Tamei. Therefore, I'm going to have to be Matama both of them. Here is where the din of Talmud Kokol Mekukul kicks in and says, if one of them is Tamei, so then the first person who be'etzim mi'ikra adin by himself should have been Tar, but because of the second person is Tamei, if that person is Tamei, you're allowed to be telling that person. However, let's say it would be Safik Tumi Rishus Hayachid. Safik Tumi Rishus Hayachid, somebody walks down one of two streets, and he doesn't know which street he walked down. So we say, I'm sorry, you're Tamei. Now somebody else comes into Bezdin, and they said, oh, I walked down the second street, and by the way, I'm Tamei. So can we say, oh, if he walked down the second street, and he's the tummy guy, so we'll say that he walked down the tummy street, and the first person walked down the Torah street. That we're not going to say, says the Chavaz Das. Why? We're not going to use the second person to be more makel than the first person would have been had the first person had the Shaila just by themselves. It's only when the Shaila comes because of the second person, then if the second person's tummy, we can be tailoring them. But if the Shaila was even without the second person, we can't use the second person to help you out. Says the Chavaz Das, according to this, that's why Rashi had to say that what happens when it comes to Ksamim? A lady wears a baggage. She finds a Kesim, she's finished. She finds a Kesim, you need her Makam to be tailored. Oh, you want to say no. She lent the baggage to somebody else, and I can be tailing that lady. Well, you can't be tailing that lady. You can only be you're going to be Makalka that lady. If that lady's Mikukilas, you want to go ahead and say you want to be tailing that lady? You can't just be telling that lady. Ain't telling Kokol Mekukul. Had you had the Shaila by yourself, a Kesem by yourself, you would have been Tmeo. So now that you have another lady who's Mekukul, you should just say telling Kokol Mekukul to be telling that lady. That we don't do. We don't use the Svar of telling Kokol Mekukul to misakin something that should have been problematic. He says that's why in the whole sugya it's dafka. The only time the Eladi didn't use the din of Tanukh Kokom Kukul is only if the person is Mayana Pasuach. It's a Nochris or a Nida or Shemeres Yoim, Sefer Zayin. These people are considered Mayana Pasuach and therefore Eladi be telling them. The male is Mechadish, the Chavis says, Bizmanenu, that a woman, Sefer Zayin, is of Zayin Akim, or Machmer. That every nida of etzem to be choishes that she's even if she saw only one day she counts zayin akim, then lachar by the time that she gets to the seventh day it's already more than 7 days after she saw lechatchila, she's already mayin asosum by the time she gets to the seventh day of zayin akim, and therefore you're not going to be able to be telling her kama kama alochas any time that it's mayin asosum you're not going to be able to have the din of tanuk called mekukum. It's mefurish in this Rekiv Eger, not that way. Rekiv Eger says even though this pnuya hasn't seen in 3 weeks. And it's certainly not mine of Pesuach. Nevertheless, since she hasn't started her Zayin Akim, she's considered Mekukalis. And Memeila, you're allowed to be telling her. It happens to be the Magi on the bottom. I found afterwards, Magi on the bottom, Kivegar, Taka makes this Tushto. And if you look at the Tila Ladova, the Tila Ladova says, Kama Vakama Rishenum and Achrenim, that's Mavur, not like this Chavez Das. And the Aruch HaShulchan says, Bechlal, he says, it's going to come out, Bizmanenu, we count 5 days. Every woman that gets a vest, even if she sees only one day, she counts 5 days, and then she counts Zayin Akim. That means, that she's already holding after 7 days, by the second or third day of Zayin Akim, she's already holding after 7 days from the time that she got her vest. So she's already after the Mayna Pasuach. Nevertheless, none of the Noisim Kalim say that you're not allowed to be trailing her after day two or day three of Zayin Akim. They all say, go look the Machaber. It says no one should have been chasing. Some Noisim Kalim should have said this is the Halacha. Lamaisa, even though the Chavos Das does say this, it seems that most of the Paiskim do not go this way. And even though a woman is considered minus awesome, nevertheless, he was still allowed to be tailoring her.
What's the difference between a
Pnuya
and an
Ochris? Why she's not allowed to be?
Why can't you tell her in a Pnuya? Why can't you tell her in an Ochris and not a Pnuya? They're both the same stage. They're both soul and spara time, and they're both not in comfort.
So, Lachura, if the spara is if the svara is that you're not being mekalkaler, like the svara of the Taz, so nechrami, then it's not fair. But if you go that the svara is the svara of the Chavos, so it could be the Chavos that's going to be Yosef, according to that svara. But first, bezmanenu lechayro, we have another svara to be makeable by pnuyis that they're not makbud on tyrus bezmanenu, and therefore they're not mesim leiv taragoshes. Therefore, beetzem outside also is another svara to be makeable. But lechayro, the Chavos is working in that svara. The Beis Yosef is going to Rashba, and he's saying the svara in the Rashba. Lechayro, that's where it come out. Sif Mem Gimel, the halacha of Hishila Labala Sakesem, the halacha is that you're not allowed to be tailing a Bala Sakesem. And the way we remember beforehand, we saw in Rashi, the reason why you're not be able to be tailing a Bala Sakesem, like mentioned in the Chabura, is because even though the Bala Sakesem has a svara to say that she's Tameo, but she's not Mayan of Pasuach, and the second lady that wore it has a svara of Kanin Sakanoyos, so they each have a svara to be Matame, we're not going to be Matame one more than the next. However, even without that, the Rav of the Achrenim seem to understand that the reason why you're not allowed to be telling her to Malas Kesem is because she's not Mekokol Midino, which is Alderach, what we said before, and that there's certain halachas to the din of, there's a din of telling her called Mekokol. And the same like we mentioned that my chazad, the Dama Didach Sumuk Tvei, Dama Dama Dacharach Sumuk Tvei, if somebody is Machriach a Yid to kill another Yid, the halach is not allowed to kill another Yid, because my chazad, Dama Didach Sumuk Tvei. Let's say the other Yid says, it's fine, I'm ready to go, I had enough. Then we're going to say that he's allowed to. Chas v'chalilo. There's certain halachas, there's certain din. There's no, you know, ein deicha nefesh v'bnei nefesh. The same thing over here. Even though be'etzim she's tmeo, or a woman says, I'll take the hit for the team, that's still not going to be enough of a svar to be materialin her. Even if she says tmeo, I'll say tmeo, I'll become tamei. It doesn't make a difference. The din of tamei kokol means that the person, we have to know that they're makokol. If they're only tamei because of a kesin, that's not considered a kilkol, and therefore you're not allowed to be tailing them. The Sif Mem Dalet, Lav Shechal Gmei Nidasa, Vlai Bekasa, Vlai Shasa Mei Tarasa, Vrim Tzabei Kesem, Tele Shmei Nidasa Hi, you're allowed to be Tele in the days of Yimei Nidasa. The Shach says that even the Gimel Yomim Rishenim, according to the Ramah, this is a Makash of a Gufa. And you're allowed to be Tele in the Gimel Yomim Rishenim. There's a Shaila. The first 3 days of Zayin Akim, you're allowed to be Tele in Tele someone that a woman finds. So Machlokes between the Ramah and the Shach, that if she has a Makash of a Gufa, she's allowed to be Tele. There's no way to be Nizar from it. So therefore, says the Rambam, if you can't be nizer from it, it's like pachas mechagris. You're allowed to be tailed in the gimel yom rishena, because if you're not allowed to be tailed pachas mechagris, no woman's going to come to her. A makshir gufa, if you're not going to be able to be tailed, so then no woman's going to come to her. So lechura dam nidus is a makashe begufa ein lecha makah gedel mizu. She's being terle in the makah that she had before, and she's now holding in the middle of Zayin Akim. She wants to say that the dam was from the beggar that I wore before Zayin Akim. Now that's a makashe begufa. Memela she should be able to be terle, even though it's not so posh, because makashe begufa means that she has the makashe begufa right now in the Zayin Akim, not that she had it beforehand. But either way, says the Shachan Zon Kapshutai, that she would be able to be terle in such a case. The only shayla is how could she be terle according to the shach? How does the shach understand this halacha? It's only going to be, I guess you won't be talking about the word Zayin Akim. That'll be the case. Okay, we'll get into that. I think we worked it out. This halacha of Tehila Bevalas HaKesem, the Achrenim Kler, does this same halacha apply by herself? Can a woman be Tehila? Ain't Tehila Bevalas HaKesem. Lav Shecholik B'mei Nidasav Levit Kasav Lav Shasav B'mei Tarasav V'nimzav HaKesem Tehila Shmei Nidasuhu. Let's say she became a Nida because of a Kesem. Is she allowed to be Tehila in that? In those Yamim also? She's allowed to be Tehila that this Kesem came then? Or no, ain't Tehila Kesem HaKesem. The same way she's not allowed to be Tehila in another lady Kesem HaKesem. She's not allowed to be Tehila in herself Kesem HaKesem. Or do we say, no, listen here, either way she's going to be finished. The Svara says the only reason you're not allowed to be tailing another lady is because you don't know she's Betsy Mikukelis. But over here, she's Mikukelis Avisai. If the Kesem didn't come from beforehand, then the Kesem came from now. So either way, the Kesem came from her, Be'etzem. And therefore, she should be able to be tailing herself. So the truth is that we'll see, the Pashas is that there's no chelik, the difference is, the I shouldn't say the Pashas. The Dark Yeshuva brings down to the Pashas is Ksam Mishem Lahakol, and therefore allowed to be Tehila. However, Rav Achrenim seems to say that there's no chilik between her and somebody else. And if she didn't know that she was Makokol beforehand, then out the din of Tehilin Kokol be Makokol, once again, it works with certain Klalim, and she's not considered Makokolis beforehand, then therefore she would not be able to be Tehila in herself. Final Sif, Sif Memhei. Love Shechala Kredim Shehetim Muberes, V'achashin Etzavar Lev Shasar B'lei B'diko, Umatzal Av Kesem, Tehila Vishas Yom Shehetim Muberes. What is this case of the woman who's Mu'beres that found Dam that she wants to be Tehila that it came from beforehand? There's three possibilities of understanding this. Either she just became a Mu'beres now. She became Mu'beres in the middle of this week. She wants to say that once a woman considered Mu'beres, not when she does the pregnancy test and finds out that she's expecting. La Lachat, she's only considered Mis'alekas Damim after it's Hoker Uber, which is after 3 months. Into the pregnancy. So if she became Hoker Uber this week, she wants to be Tehila, that it happened at the beginning of the week. What's it going to help you to be Tehila that it happened at the beginning of the week? You're just going to make yourself Tamei from the beginning of the week. You didn't go to the mikvah beforehand. What's it going to help you? Elamai, that can't be the case. Elamai, the case is, she wants to be Tehila that when she was a Nida before she was a Mu'beres, that's when the Dam came. And that's what she wants to be Tehila. Then what's the chiddush of Mu'beres and Ein Mu'beres? That's the Lachat Sif Mem Dalet. That you're allowed to be Tehila, a regular lady is allowed to be Tehila in the days that she was a Nida. There's no difference kol shekein Mu'beres. What would be the chiddush of Mu'beres? Elamai, the case must be, like the Sefer Torah says, that she wore this before she got her vest. She wore it in Tishrei. Then she took it off. She got her vest. She went to the mikvah. She became a Mu'beres. And she wore it again. So she wore it once before she got her vest and became pregnant afterwards. And then she wore it a second time. She wants to say that happened before the first time. And that's where the dam came from. And it says the Shulchan Aruch, according to that, you're allowed to be telling that. In fact, the Chazanir should pay test that's not halacha which applies only to Mu'beres. That would be halacha that applies to any lady. Any lady that wants to be Tehila in a shayla that's already gone. The shayla is already finished with. There's no ramifications to the shayla at all anymore. Because I'm being Tehila in what happened 2 months ago. I wore this 2 months ago. Since then, I already got my vest, I already became Torah, I already Zayin Akim, everything is. He says, in such a case, everybody's going to agree. V'shavin, for sure, in that case, you're allowed to be Tehila, you're not being Makalkal. It's not even together, telling a Kakal and Makalkal. The Mokam of the Suffolk is already finished with, everybody's going to hold the allowed to be Teilem. Zokta, that can't be the case. So what is the case? Zokta Chazon Ish Hazoi. The case is that she became, she's in the middle of Zainakim. She wore the beged on the second day of Zainakim. Then she became Hooker Obro on the fourth day of Zainakim. And then on the sixth day of Zainakim, she wore the beged again. So she wore the beged on the second day and on the sixth day. And in the middle, on day four, that's when she became Hooker Obro. She became a Meuberes. She wants to say that the Kesem came from 4 days ago. Why? What's the difference? She'll gain 4 days of Zainakim. Because if she says that it came on day six, she has to start a Zainakim again, she's losing 6 days. Mashenkin, if she says that it came on day two, since she's doing bedikas every day, even if she has to get rid of the first 2 days, she has another hefsek tarel. She has a regular bedika, which works as a hefsek tarel. And she's been doing bedikas every day after that. So she's already holding by day four. Instead of having to start again, she's holding by day four. Zakhter, a muberis is allowed to be terilo in a muberis in such a case. Says the Chazon Ish, how about a regular lady? Can a regular lady who wears a beged on day two of Zainakim, let's not talk about day two, because the first 3 days is a little problematic. Fourth and fifth day, says the Chazon Ish. She wore the beged 2 days in a row. She wore it on the fourth day of Zainakim and on the fifth day of Zainakim. And she finds a kesem on the fifth day. Is she allowed to be tailored that it came from the fourth day to save herself a day instead of day five? I don't think this is such an uncommon case. She wore the same thing. She didn't check at night. She went to sleep. She went to sleep early. It was and she slept right through the night. She doesn't know when did it come from. Did it come from day four? Did it come from day five? She's allowed to be tailored that it came from day four as opposed to day five. She'll save herself a day. Says, she can do bleed afterwards. She won't. Okay, my case of sleeping is not good. She didn't check herself. Let's check her begotten. She doesn't know when it came from. Is she allowed to be tailor? Says the Chazon Ish, Misvar, she should be able to be tailor. Why not? Because it's either from yesterday or it's from today. So I'm being makalko myself. If I'm not saying that it came from yesterday, then I'm being makalko myself today. So there's no svar of you can't be makalko that person, my chazit. Because there's no other makom to put this kliya except for day five. It's not day four, then it's day five. So either way, I'm messing myself up. So why can't I say there's no problem to mess myself up from yesterday instead of today? I'm either messing myself up from yesterday or today. Says the Chazon Ish Zeinoy. Why? The Kamerlan ain't telling kesem akesem. You can't be telling kesem akesem. What does it mean ain't telling kesem akesem? It doesn't mean that she became tamei and she's counting as Zainikim because of a kesem. Even if she's not counting as Zainikim because of a kesem. Kesem Kesem is the raya that we said before, and the svara that we said before, and that if you have no svara to say that it came from this lady more than it came from you, then because you don't know that it's mayna pasuach, then we're not just teila. There's no svara to say that we're not going to be teila. Memela, there's no svara to say that it came day four as opposed to day five, and memela, even though maybe we should say something there about the kula and you're allowed to be save a day, but there's no svara to say that it came 1 day before the second day. Then we're not going to go ahead and be teila in you. To be mekalkel, even though you're going to be mekalkel yourself today instead of yesterday, but to do a kilkul of yesterday, to put it on from yesterday, and say that that's when it came, because she's tamei, I'm allowed to say that it came from yesterday, that we're not going to do, and mamela she's not going to be able to be tamei. Now, I'm just not sure how do you understand the Ramah according to that. V'chein zekeina, treila v'asva, v'yom mishlei heisa zekeina. According to the Chazon Ish's pshat, it means that she became a zekeina in the middle of Zainakim. First of all, she's in the middle of Zainakim, so then that means she's soft. She's soft, she's not a skema. Otherwise, she saw Kesem. She's ready to miss like his dumb. She saw Kesem, and she became a. And that's the case that she's allowed to do. She became a Zainakim in the middle of Zainakim. Maybe that's the Hiratimsa according to that. So the last halach, which is mentioned here, is the Minek. Vichena Menika Taylor Ba'asma, Kumisha Taylor Ba'chavarto. Same that Menika is allowed to be Taylor. In her Chavarto, she's allowed to be Taylor herself. Now, the Shailas Bizmaninu is the Minek is allowed to be Taylor in another lady. Is the Minek is considered Miss Ulekis Dumb Bizmaninu? In the time of the Chazal, the woman wouldn't see for 24 months. Things have changed. And there are some women that when they're menekes, they don't see. If they're usually only if they're nursing and they're not giving any supplements to the child. Usually when the supplements to the child, then the woman already starts seeing. Even if they do, it's extremely rare. The longest that I've heard a number of cases, the longest that I've heard is 21 months that somebody went without. Maybe longer, okay? Most women that I've heard of menekes do see. They do see. And therefore, if they do see, then I consider Mr. Lekas Dam, they should be able to be tailored. The thing is that it's not exactly clear when they see. It could be that they don't see as often. Some women see after 2 months. Some people see every month. It's not exactly clear. And just to bear in mind, Rav Hosner says that the shailas that he came up of Rav Nachman Tashmish Most of them came b'shas that a woman is minekes because they don't know what to expect. Because it's not a regular period, sometimes it's long and long, nothing's happening. You pay past day 30, day 40, day 50, then maybe, day 55. Is she saying, she's not saying? So minekes, to a certain extent, she's misulekes maybe a little bit, but very often she's not considered misulekes. The truth is, only the Mr. Finamino of his manenu, I thought that the Shiva ladies must stop against me next to his manenu. I would be mitzadeh that in many cases, and I think that this is the halacha maybe alibid helchasa, that akol lefia isha, it really depends on what the woman is, she's seeing, she's not seeing. But it's even more than that, because very often women that are minekes, at least at the beginning of nursing, they're on, many women go on birth control. And since they cannot take birth control while they're nursing, because very often it dries up the milk, therefore they have to take something which is called a mini pill. And a mini pill is not so strong, so it doesn't dry up the milk, but it's not so strong, so it also doesn't dry up all the dam. And therefore there's very often that a woman will see ksamim. Most of the issues of ksamim come when the spotting and staining is when a woman is on this mini pill. And therefore, a menekes lemaisa practically, even though the bathroom she should be misalekes damim, practically she's seeing more ksamim. Very often she's seeing more ksamim than any other lady. So you want to know, can a menekes be telling any menekes? Then lechera hakol lefi amokam v'azman.